Corey, so many of the leaders on this team, starting with you and Marcus, because you guys signed on after a 101 loss season, as did John Gray, and you know, you guys were really buying into a vision. You know, after tonight, how can you reflect back on what you saw in this team that convinced you that this could happen?
Yeah, you know, I've talked about it before. A lot of it was CY. Just the way he laid it out, how he laid it out. You know, he didn't hide from anything. He didn't shy away from anything. He knew where they were, and he knew where he wanted to go. It's just awesome. You know, this is the vision, right? So, kind of a loss for words, but it's a really special moment.
Other questions? We'll go Steve up front.
After last night, when someone asked you about what you feel about possibly being MVP twice, and basically you couldn't care less, but what does it mean to you to be able to lead this team and to have this honor given to you?
Yeah, you know, it's truly is incredible. But it's not just me, man. What this team did and how we competed and all the guys in there rallying, you know, we don't really have one leader. You know, that whole clubhouse is a leadership. They're all professionals in there, and we all knew we had a job and a task at hand, and we competed and we did it. You know, it's pretty cool.
A little bit further back on your right, Tyler.
Corey, congratulations. I know you're always got to focus on the task at hand, but when you sign on with the Rangers for a long time, how aware are you of the history of the franchise, the decades and decades without a championship? Is that something that is a daily sort of part of being a Ranger?
It was definitely a drawing point for me. I won in LA and they hadn't won in 30 years, and I saw what it did to a fan base. And when I found out that they had never won here, that was something that intrigued me, you know, to be able to start at the bottom and try and build something and compete and to be able to do it, you know, it's really satisfying. But it was a lot of trust, you know, a lot of trust from them to me and me to them, and a lot of trust for Marcus to come, you know, a lot of trust for John, a lot of all these guys that came here and had the same vision. You know, it's pretty cool to see it through. Found out what? Actually, after I had the meeting with them. But yeah, it was before I signed.
Go to the fourth row in the middle, Chelsea.
Are these numbers that you put up in the postseason, and particularly this World Series, what you expect of yourself at this time of year, or did you exceed even what you thought you could do?
It's nothing other than winning games. You know, it doesn't matter who the guy is, how you do it. You know, it's, when it comes down to the World Series, it's about winning four games, and that's what we did.
Go to Ron up front, Corey.
When you find yourself with names next to Koufax, Gibson, Reggie, you find that hard to believe?
I don't think you can ever fathom that. So it's a pretty special group to be a part of.
And you seem to pride yourself on work hard, be there every day, be old style, don't flip bats, don't show emotion. Is that in your mindset to just be that type of player?
That's the what you want to be, right? You want to go out there and compete, and that's it. You know, it doesn't have to be flashy. It doesn't mean you're not trying. So it's just kind of how I've always played, I guess.
Anything else for Corey? We'll go to Barry right here.
Hey, Corey.
Beautiful self up here.
Hey, Corey. I'm just going to ask you the question that I get texted most, especially this whole series. Why did the Dodgers let you go?
I don't know.
Other questions? We'll go to Evan.
You don't have an answer?
Corey, where's the first MVP trophy positioned, and do you now have to rearrange? Do you know what you're going to do with the second one just in the house?
Yeah, I guess we'll figure that out later.
One last one for Corey or no? All right, we'll finish it up with Steve, and then we'll go to Nate.
And when you were, how did you the 3 2-run homers that you had, just tell us how you felt at the plate during this series. I'm assuming you felt amazingly comfortable. What's it like when you're in this, I hate to use the word zone, but when you're accomplishing so much at the plate and it seems to come to you?
It's a group effort. The ability for us to pass the baton mentality all year, you know, we talked about it in spring training, and to be able to carry it over in the biggest moments, you know, we said you don't always have to be the guy that day, which is stress relieving. You know, it helps everybody out 1 through 9, and just be able to go out there and do it and perform it. It's a whole team thing.
Bruce, between yourself and guys like Marcus Semien and Corey Seager and the guys who signed on this last offseason, after the Rangers lost, you know, 102 and 94, you guys were basically all buying into a vision. And what does that say about the team you were coming to and the people you were coming to work with that you all were able to buy into that vision?
Yeah, and that's a credit to Chris Young and ownership, Ray Davis. They were determined to get winning baseball back to the Texas Rangers. And when we met, that's what we talked about. That's what they talked about to me. And they did everything they said they were going to do. They went out and got starting pitching, improved the club. We had young talent coming up. I knew this was a good ball club. So I'm very fortunate, blessed, to come into this. It's such a great group of guys. But it starts at the top. And those guys were committed. And look, we're in a good place now.
Other questions for Bruce? But Ron up front here.
For all the big hits that Corey had, it was off the end of the bat, opposite field, down the line that starts you going. And did you think at all how wacky that situation was, or did you think he had the ability to try to direct it there?
Yeah, that's, you know, I've seen that a few times with him where he catches it off the end of the bat, and, you know, they're on a pretty big shift there, and he gets his hits. Got a couple tonight. I don't know what else to say about the man. He's just incredible. He's the guy you want up there, obviously. But, you know, what he did this season, I got to see him a lot playing against him or managing against him in the National League West. And you appreciate him even more when you get to see him on a daily basis, how good this man is, how committed he is to winning. He plays a great shortstop, but at the plate, he's as good a hitter as I've had in a year.
Back to Ron.
What did the first five innings do to your insides? And any point did you think you know, picking
you,
up the
you
phone?
Just, yeah, you just got to hang in there because he's done that to a lot of clubs. And he had great stuff. And you just try to wait it out. Hopefully somebody ignites you. But, you know, it took a while to get that first hit. I was getting on Donnie Ecker. I said, let's quit playing possum. How about getting a hit here anyway? And So we finally got that, and things got rolling, then it got contagious. But it's all about our starting pitcher. What a job he did. He was in trouble, I think, every inning. He seemed like the leadoff guy was getting on and having to pitch out of jams, infield in, second and third, one out, and made his pitches. He's done this, you know, his whole career. So we had the right guy out there. And thank goodness we had Nathan going today.
Go to Claudia right here.
Bruce, congratulations.
Thank you.
We talk about, you know, you are on a short list of managers who have won World Series. How does this one feel?
It's special. I'm not going to lie, it's special to come here in my first year, you know, with a team that was determined to play winning baseball and never won a championship. But as far as me, that's a byproduct of what those guys did out there and what the front office did. I was alone for the ride, trust me. I was very fortunate and blessed, to be able to get back into baseball in this type of situation. I was in Nashville just relaxing and had 3 years off and come back and be in this position. I've said so many times, I'll say it again, I'm blessed. I'm going to take a break right now, but I'll get out there. I'm sure my grandson, he's going to have a fishing pole for Papa when he gets back.
Take a few more. We'll go to Bradford.
Bruce, yeah, seems like you are always ready to deflect praise for yourself onto your team and your front office, but you now look at the list of managers who have won four more World Series, and we're talking Joe McCarthy, Casey Stengel, Connie Mack, Walter Austin, Joe Torre, and Bruce Bochy. What does it mean to you to be on that list?
Whew. It's a little really overwhelming because of what those men accomplish. I did run into Joe Torre a couple days ago at the hotel and got to speak with him. And I mean, what he did, the championships. But you look at that and you know that you're benefiting from so many people, wells dug by others. And so for me to get in this situation, again, very fortunate, but to be mentioned those names, I never thought my wildest dreams when I started managing that I'd be in this position.
Nate, it seemed like you had to deal with a lot of traffic all night. Talk about how you felt and how you got out of that.
Physically, mechanically, I felt really good. I just didn't do a very good job of executing my pitches until I needed to. The leadoff walk to start the game, having traffic, like you said, one through five, and it wasn't easy. And, you know, I was able to make the big pitches when I really needed to. Defense was great. You know, Evan Carter out there in left field, he made some really good reads out there and was able to leave guys, leave them on the base pass so our Jonah and I can make sure we got the job done.
Go to Bradford on your left, Nate.
Sometimes starting pitchers will say that they don't really pay attention to what the other starter's doing because they're focused on the other lineup. But tonight, how cognizant of you were you of how Zach Gallen was throwing, just in terms of knowing you were probably going to have to keep throwing up zeros?
Yeah, I usually sit down in the tunnel. That way, like, I don't get distracted by those things. It's my job to go out there and throw up zeros as well. Zach threw the ball incredible tonight. Kept our offense off balance for a long time, and that's just one of the good things about our offense. You know, you can't say enough good things about them. They're 1-9. They're able to put together quality at bats, get the job done, and it's my job to go out there and try to keep the score 0-0 or until we, are able to get on the board, and we were able to add on in the ninth, and it was just a really good performance all around.
Good. Tyler, on your right, Nate.
Congratulations. When you were growing up in Texas in the 90s, early 2000s, what were the Rangers known for? What was the perception of the Rangers? Because obviously now you're champions. It's going to be different.
Honestly, for me, I'm from the Houston area, and I grew up an Astros fan. You know, for me, I grew up watching the Killer Bees and, going to the Astrodome games and enjoying that time with my dad. And, now, but to be over here and be a part of the Rangers organization and be able to bring that first World Series championship to us, it's an incredible moment, incredible feeling. Obviously, you start every spring training, everybody has that same goal in mind to become World Series champions. And, for us to be able to overcome all the adversity and the challenges that we faced, from the start of the spring training on, like all the other teams, but for us to be able to come out on top, it's a very special feeling.
Players have always been aware of that, like the Rangers have never won it. You're striving to get the first in history.
There were six teams that had never won it. Now there's five. So for us to check that one off the board, it's a big one for us. And obviously all the guys that are here, ownership and CY, I give all the credit to them to be able to piece it all together and make it all happen.
Good, Ron up front.
As all that traffic develops in the first five innings, is there anything that runs through your mind? Do you talk to yourself, or are you so locked in on what the next sequences are?
No, I mean it's pitch to pitch. We talk in between innings. Like, am I making mistakes? I felt like Carroll hit really good pitches. He's not the only one, but you're trying to keep them off balance. And it's okay, like if I'm walking guys, that's one thing. But when they're getting their hits the way that they are, it's, sometimes you tip your hat to it, and other times you got to make sure that you're adjusting with them as well. And I think that's why we were able to leave the runners on base and not allow them all to score, is because of the game planning we had.
How exhausting is it to pitch with all those runners on base?
It's tough. But I mean, being in one of these moments where it's still 0-0, you go out there and you do want to go out there and go as deep as you can in those ball games. And, I'm looking at my pitch counts and watching it climb, and at the same time I'm trying to get quick outs and get the guys back in the dugout, because I know how good our offense is, and I feel the faster I can get those guys in the dugout, the better opportunities we're going to have to score. And it's, again, credit to our offense for putting up together quality at bats and working walks and being able to, Corey, getting it going.
Jake, fourth row on your left, Nate.
Just going back to your Texas roots, what's your level of Texas pride like? You as a Texan, does it mean more to have those five letters across your chest when you lift the trophy?
It does. Isn't it the only team out there that says Texas? You're playing for the state, you're not playing for the city. So for us to be able to represent the state of Texas, it's an incredible feeling. And, I feel like as baseball players, it's always like, oh, where are you from? Texas. And it's like Florida, California. And to be able to say, I'm from Texas, it means a lot to me. I carry a lot of pride with it.
Do you own boots?
I do not. Let's say we go down that route.
Standing on your left, Nate.
What can you say about the job that Spores did behind you tonight and all postseason?
Yeah, Spores has been unbelievable for us. When he's healthy, he's one of the nastiest guys out there. And for him to be able to go as many innings as he did tonight, for us to avoid Pico. I mean, Pico's been able to do the same thing, but really our whole bullpen, you know, that was, you know, what they would say is our weak point during the whole season. And for them to step up the way that they did throughout the whole postseason, it's, you can't give them enough credit.
Corey, I know the feelings are pretty raw right now, but I'm wondering if you can see past that at all to comment on what a great season it was, the journey to get to this unlikely World Series for a very young team.
Yeah, before I get started, I just want to congratulate the Texas Rangers, Bruce Bochy, Chris Young, and all their players, ownership. They're an amazing franchise. They won their first world championship in franchise history, and it's quite an accomplishment. They were the best team. They beat us fair and square. As far as your question, yeah, I just got done telling the guys that I'm so proud of what they've done. And we have to step back for a minute and tell ourselves that we've done a lot of really amazing things this year. And then we got on this really fun ride through the course of the postseason. And you just never want it to stop. It's like your favorite roller coaster that you never want to get off of. And you want to be the last team standing, and you want to be in the middle of a pile and have everybody pile on top of you. That's the best feeling in the world. So some have been there, and we're going to continue to climb that mountain. And once we get there, we want to stay there for a long time. But the reason why it hurts so bad is because we care so much. We care about this baseball community. We care about the fans of Arizona, the Bleed Sedona Red with us that have backed us. You know, those are the things that go through my mind, and know all the players. This is painful. This is just plain painful, and I can't quite move past that right now, but I will. And I told the guys to absorb it and process it the right way. Don't compartmentalize it. Don't put it away. Think about how you feel when you get to that point, and we'll get to that crossroad at some point and be able to say, wow, it's a great run, and we did something pretty amazing.
Other questions for Tori? Go to Jack up here.
Tori, congratulations on a great season.
Thank you,
just unbelievable what you guys have accomplished.
Thank you.
I just want to say that first.
I appreciate that.
Also, just, you know, for putting up with us. A lot of annoying, kind of silly questions sometimes, but thank you.
Yeah.
You know, as you look forward to the next steps, I mean, how many days do you think it's going to be before you actually start thinking about next year?
Man, that's a good question. I just want to run away and hide for a few days. I want to go camping and just sit in the tent and suck my thumb, you know, and eat ice cream. Is that the weirdest answer you guys have ever had right there? and just let it run its course the way it's supposed to, you know. Hurt when I'm supposed to hurt, cry when I'm supposed to cry, feel good when I'm supposed to feel good. But when I wake up on that one morning, whenever it is, could be a week from now, 10 days from now, it's going to be a little while. I know that. I know how I operate. But when it is, it's going to be turn the page and let's go. It's go time. So I think everybody's in that same boat right now. And we just, I want to hurt because I want to remember what this feels like, because I never want to feel it again. And everybody knows that feeling that I'm talking about, whether it's something personal or something professional. You want to move off of these moments, but I'm not going to run away from it.
Third row on your left, Dan.
What can you say about Zach and the way he responded tonight and what he gave you given his struggles up to this point?
It was everything that he could possibly give us and then some. You know, I was Zach watching the way everybody else was. It was no hits through whatever, 6 1/3. I don't know exactly what it was, but he answered the bell. He came out fighting and he was slugging it out. I feel like had we scored some early runs, it would have been a little bit of a different outcome. But we didn't, and he kept us in the game. Without him, we wouldn't have been in the position that we were in. The game really was in the balance until the ninth inning when they blew it open with 4 runs. And that's what good teams do. They did that on their own. But the end of the day, when I walked in this ballpark today, I knew that Zach was going to be our starting pitcher, and I felt really good about it. I know what's inside of him. I know where his heart is, and he didn't let us down.
Up front here, left here. Torrey, congratulations on the season.
Thank you.
That bunt by Gabby, was that something that was called, improvised? Can you walk us through that?
He bunted on his own. We talked about playing downhill baseball, getting a lead. We just felt good about trying to get out front. You could see we were very aggressive. It was the first pitch of the first chance we had. We stole a base. We executed, got him over. We couldn't find that big knock. And that's the difference in the game today. They did and we didn't. But Gabby did that on his own. We talked about putting guys in scoring position and scoring first. That was a theme for us. It ended up being a big out, I know, and we didn't score any runs.
Oh. Throughout the entire season, the D-backs have been praised for their defense, but the past two games, mm-hmm. It was a little bit of a struggle. What was so different? What did you see?
Yeah, inside of the day today and yesterday a little bit, it was kind of a grinding type of feeling. We weren't playing freely defensively, and you see what happens when you make mistakes like that, and you do it against good teams on this level. In the final series of the year, it compounds itself, and it led to some crooked numbers. I'm not saying they would or wouldn't have scored runs, but Alec was just trying to knock down 90 feet and save that guy going for first or third, and it led to a big inning. So we try to play fast. It means sometimes defensively, it means sometimes we make some mistakes, but we've been very good all year long at securing the baseball. The last 2 days we did not, and it showed up and made a difference.
Far back on your right.
Hey, Torrey, wanted to echo Jack's congratulations and for putting up with us all year. I know it's really tough to look long-term right now and pass the pain, but for such a young group that had such a bright future going into the year, to get this level of experience, just what do you think this is going to do for the program going future and the boost that you guys are going to get from all this experience?
Yeah, there were people that were sitting in the dugout that didn't play that saw a different level, different brand of baseball, some injured players, some younger players. And I'm just reminded of where we're trying to get to every single day. It's what motivates me when I get up. Like, where does this journey take this organization, take me every single day? And where does it end? I want it to end at the very tip top of that mountain. And we got really close, and I think we tasted it. So I know this team will be hungry, and I know it's gonna take a little time for us to absorb it, but I think you're gonna see a very passionate, hungry baseball team walk into Salt River Field next year and be ready to go. And you get a certain understanding, you get a certain feeling about what it's like and what it tastes like and smells like. You come to the ballpark, it's just a little different atmosphere when you're playing in a World Series. But it took so much to get there, and I think the guys learned what that passage is like. It just takes a little bit of time to figure it out. And that's what amazed me about this group. We had guys that had no idea what they were doing, and they wound up in the World Series. Now that you know, you'll be able to peek around each corner and make sure that you're ready to go. I'm reminded a couple things that you just don't quite understand the sacrifice and the commitment that shows up every single day. Once you get there and once you get that feeling, it's what drives you and motivates you through those lean years, lean days of the middle of the season, of the dog days. That's what helps you fight. This group is grown up, and there is a certain type of glue that's going to hold them together now, and that's called something about – it's called being in the World Series but not winning a World Championship.
A couple more, Jeff, in the middle.
Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.
I know the emotions are pretty raw right now.
Yeah.
But can you speak to the impact that the team has made on the Arizona sports community and the fans and the connection now that the fans seem to have with the team?
Yeah, I felt that. I've been feeling that for the past month, maybe even the last couple weeks of the regular season, that this fan base was behind us, and they were ready to go at every turn to root us on, cheer us on, and allow something good to happen. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry I didn't do my job to get us there. But I will. We all will. And we know they're out there. We love them. They can say what they want to us, and the good times and the bad, but we know what they want. They want a world championship as badly as we do. We all bleed Sedona red.
Take two last ones, the second row here.
Torrey. Congrats on an incredible run.
Thank you.
Truly. I think we're all pretty impressed with what you guys were able to do
this postseason.
Seawald was a pretty big acquisition for you guys this year. And as you had mentioned, you know, Texas was able to break it open with him on the mound in the ninth.
Yeah.
You know, he also struggled to close out game one, obviously.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on his performance this season in this series in particular, and what, if any, questions you have about him moving forward or what you would like to see out of him moving forward?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we wouldn't have been in this position without him. He locked down so many games and got us to this point. And I know that he's going to be hurting over what happened over the course of the World Series, but he's one guy that will be able to process it the right way. And I'm sure that there's some things that he's going to work on. Brent Strom is the pitching guru of all pitching gurus. He's our architect. He's going to go to the drawing board with Paul. If there's anything they need to work on, they're going to tighten it up. But he's a back-end guy, and you got to live and die with those moments. And he had a lot of really good, crisp moments. And, you know, you guys always ask me towards the end of spring training, who's our closer? I'll probably tell you right now it's going to be Paul Seawald next year. That's my gut feel. That's how much I believe in him.
I'll finish up right here.
Torrey, Zach Gallen, in the biggest game of his career, delivered for you guys. He's been the guy for you guys all season. He embraces his team. He embraces his community.
Yeah.
What does Zach Gallen mean to the Arizona Diamondbacks?
A lot. But I don't want him to feel like he has to carry the workload. He's 126 of this ball club. And that's kind of what I tell everybody when they walk in on this stage. And I, you know, want to make sure that they fit together as a team. It's like a puzzle, you know. They find out where they are. You know, are you the edges, and do we start with you as part of the foundation? How do you fill in? Are you a fill-in type of player? But Zach Gallen is definitely one of the corner edges, and we're going to count on him for as many years as we possibly can here.